You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Speaking of Broncos and speaking of Chris, she was telling me that her son was bowling with CJ Anderson yesterday.
Indeed he was.
Smell him. Wow.
I know, right? I know him.
You got to hang out with a Bronco.
Holy moly, that's so cool.
How come he's not practicing?
Yeah, that sounds dangerous. He's going to roll an ankle or something.
Hey, they get a day off once in a while.
Sure. I'd be at home.
I got 2 weeks before the next game.
Yeah. Read a book.
CJ's a really good bowler, by the way.
All right, well, thanks for adding that. Chris yesterday was talking about her phone and how she doesn't trust it anymore because you are convinced that your phone is listening to you.
Dom, this happened 3 separate occasions. Third time, I was like, okay, there's something going on here. One, Tim and I were in the room talking about budgeting apps. Didn't look up any, just talking in the room. Mm-hmm. The next thing I know, on my social media page, bam, an ad comes up for budgeting apps.
You don't think that's just coincidence?
No, I don't.
TurboTax time of year, you know. I mean,
right, but it wasn't that. But okay, so first time I'm like, yeah, maybe coincidence. Then we were talking about car stereos and whatever, and it had our location down and car stereos. Again, didn't look up anything, didn't search. So then I was like, okay, that's really suspicious.
That's creepy.
Yeah, and the third time was some random television thing we were talking about in the room, and it's just him and I talking in the room. We're not.
You're not surfing online.
We're not surfing online or anything. So the third time I was like, okay, there is something going on here. Look it up. And sure enough, because some of these apps, you give permission for your app to access your microphone and your camera. I'm just saying.
So it sits there idle listening.
I'm just saying.
So there's someone in an underground turbine listening to you and Tim talk about a budget.
About car stereos.
Those McLaughlins, they need to budget.
Well, I thought about what you said, and then I thought about what Emily was just saying, that there's a person listening. And I realized, no, because the technology is so good now for voice recognition, they don't have to have a person
listening.
It's
a computer.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you can sit there and talk to Siri. That's not a person sitting there listening to you. It's voice recognition. So they have these programs. So I went and looked a little bit online, and it says, sure enough, like
they
with
do.
Google Chrome, they can list, they can spy on you and then use that data against you.
Mm-hmm. Right. And they're
against you. How good was that car toy sale? I mean, really, it was good.
It was. But yes, that's the premise, that they're doing it to help your ads be specific to your interests and all this kind of stuff. So, but if you don't want that, like me, I want to decide what I want to see. Do you know what I mean? You have to go deep. I spent 25 minutes yesterday, Dom, on some of my apps and going deep into the settings to
shut it all down.
Yeah, to shut it down.
I did that when I got my new phone, because Apple does it too, because it just sits and listens, because you can go, hey, Siri, and it'll come on. And you can just ask it a question. You don't even have to hit anything now on the new phone. So it's constantly listening.
It's listening to you.
Yeah.
But people like that? Do our listeners, do they like that? Do they like the idea that the phone is listening to them and making decisions?
You know, this is a very, you know, patriotic type of conversation. Because, Chris, you were, I just downloaded the Windows 10. For free, because I kept getting this ding on my laptop, and it's like, you can get it for free, do it for now, you know, before it runs out. And I'm like, all right, God, I'll just do it. But you said, oh, Emily, you got to be careful. You got to go into the special settings. You got to make sure, because if not, the government can. And then I was talking to my brother about it, and both my brothers are such computer nerds, and he's just like, Emily, just do it. What bad are you doing? Like, they're not going to come after you. You're not doing anything wrong. There's like, if you were, you know, affiliated with a terrorism group, then maybe you don't want Windows 10. However, I am not. I am just a girl that looks for kitten, you know, videos and lip gloss sales. So it's fine.
That's true. But, you know, what if you do have a conversation about something that's a little controversial in your
home? Or it doesn't recognize if you're joking or not. Like, oh, I could just, that Emily, I could just kill her. And next thing you know, whoop, whoop, whoop. You know, it doesn't know sarcasm.
What we're saying is there's
I can't even with you right now.
There is
you
that thing too, that if you're talking about something and then an ad pops up that would benefit you.
Yeah.
Then why would you at your core be upset if it does that? But I kind of understand that you want to be in control of that.
Because it's nobody's business. It's nobody's business.
There's a weird line. What percentage of our listeners would appreciate the convenience of it versus how many of our listeners would say, I don't want my phone listening to anything
and
I have
to say? That's how they
couch
it. They say your phone will be listening and you're in your fridge and you're like, ah, man, we're out of Coke. and your phone hears that. Mm-hmm. And then with the geo, whatever, it tracks your phone. And when you enter a grocery store, your phone goes, and it says,
"We've
you need Coke."
For
you're like, "Oh, crap, that's right, I do."
So is it a good thing or is it a terrifying thing?
You know, it's not just the voice, too. I think it also tracks, like, your searches and stuff, because according to the ads that I keep getting popped up on my Facebook, I need to switch careers and become a veterinary technician. Because all I do is talk about puppies.
And, you know, remember, this started years ago. Do you remember how funny it was when there was a comedian who did a whole shtick about how my it's not a Roku device, it was that DVR system, whatever, what was that called, the original DVR?
TiVo.
Yeah,
a comedian did the whole bit about how my TiVo thinks I'm gay because he had watched like one movie with an actor who's
Brokeback Mountain or something,
and then had watched something else that was a TV show or something that had that. And so then TiVo starts extrapolating and says, this viewer must be gay, so we're going to suggest all of these other, you know, gay and lesbian shows for them to watch.
The L word.
You know, if I want to use the, see, I'm an Android person, so it's not just on iPhone things. They have like, okay, Google. I think you're like, okay, Google, show me, blah, blah, blah. If I want to use that, I'll turn it on. But Dom, I have a friend of a friend who is even more over the top with this than me. Whenever they are talking about something mildly controversial or just basically anything, he puts his phone in the refrigerator.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Where does he keep his tinfoil hat?
Let's ask how you feel about this. Call us right now. Are you terrified of this, or do you actually kind of like it? Hello, Lindsay. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys.
What do you know about this? Are you excited by it, or are you a little creeped out by it?
I think it's creepy. I have a couple apps on my phone where, like, it will pop up, the app will pop up when I'm near, like, I have the Starbucks one. And it's like, oh, Starbucks based on your current location. And I'm like, that's so weird how it knows exactly where I am.
Yeah. But a chai sounds so good right now.
Why not?
There's a thing called geo-targeting, and you're going to be seeing more and more and more and more of it because you've got a GPS, and as you're driving around with your phone, it alerts businesses who then reach out to you and say, hey, come into our business.
That's so creepy.
You can shut all that off, though.
The other one is that I know on, you know how on computers they have cameras?
Yeah.
Well, it was a big story a couple years ago how people could hack into your computer and watch you without you even knowing.
Correct.
Right. That's true.
That is
That's so creepy.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's
The
way of the world.
Quit posting on Facebook topless. I mean, it'll be fine.
Oh, good luck to you. Enjoy your latte today, okay, Lindsay?
Thank you. Will do.
Okay.
I always think of somebody like looking at, you know, newspapers are passe, so I know maybe some people take their tablet into the restroom with them and do a little searching or reading or something.
And they're
what
watching
if the cameras
you.
Goes
like, who would sit there and watch that?
The Charmin app pops up.
Right. You're out of Charmin.
Hello. Here's Patty. Hello, Patty. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
What can you add to all of this?
Oh, I just had a little funny story. I was I listened to you guys on my phone in the morning while I'm getting dressed, and when Chris said, "Okay, Google," my Google came on and said, "What can I do for you?" And I thought that was pretty funny. A tip to the previous caller: it's your location. Just turn it off, and it won't know where you're at.
Right,
right. Location services
sucks up a lot of battery.
You
too.
Can,
sure
you
does.
Can, you can shut that stuff off, but I mean, a lot of it you might want to use.
Well, yes, and it is helpful at times if you're trying to find something, but. Otherwise, it, as I think someone just said, it drains your battery.
So what you're saying is that
where you are all the time.
Well, that's true. Now, so you're saying that Google popped up just from what Chris said.
What do you have?
Yeah.
What do you have to say?
Came up and said, what can I help? Whatever the message is, it gives
so
you.
So what we could do is we could have all of our listeners right now hold their phone up to the radio, and we'll have Chris say that, and we'll see how many of our listeners have their Google pop up.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to try that. Thanks, Patty. Have a great day.
You're welcome. You have a great day, too.
Okay, so everybody, hold your phone now up to the radio, or if you're listening on your phone, that's even better. And Chris, go ahead.
Okay, Google, where's the closest Starbucks?
I hope Starbucks gives me a free drink. I know.
We were giving them thousands of dollars.
Well, they were going there.
Here's Aaron on the phone. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, guys.
Are you creeped out by this, or do you kind of like it?
I think it's kind of cool. I know I was reading the news the other day, and a lady found her husband that ended up getting murdered by her by his phone. He said, find another iPhone.
Wait, the phone murdered him?
The phone killed him?
He was murdered by his iPhone.
I don't have that.
Is that what you're saying?
He wasn't murdered by his iPhone. Her husband went missing for a couple days, and she didn't know where he was at, so she said, find your iPhone on her iPhone, and she found him, and he sat for a couple days, and she's, like, wondering, so she went out looking for him, and she found him dead in a couple trees, and he was shot a couple times.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh. Well, what an uplifting story this Tuesday
morning. I can't believe his battery lasted that long.
Yeah, I want to know what his battery
was. He wasn't on Candy Crush using it. Yeah.
Thanks, Aaron.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.